What I'm trying to say is, MMD, in the last 2 years, they have spent lots of money to try and discredit me, but they have failed. And every attempt they make me much stronger. For example, some 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, they cajoled about 20 members of parliament from my 42, but they only remained with 14, whom they drafted to come to the NCC. And now they are using renegades from UPND who are going round to try and talk to show the people that the pact is cracking when the pact is not cracking.
But you have certain people in the UPND, like the National Youth Coordinator, saying that you are a tired old man and that Zambia should not allow or vote for you to ever rule the country.
Well, the whole point is, in Africa, and you in the media, you know, what this young man is saying, what some misguided young man said in Senegal when President Wade attempted to stand. Today, when you look at Senegal, it's one of the fastest growing economy and democracy in West Africa, because everybody regarded West Africa as a country of smugglers. But today, it's a growing example. And this young man, we have had young men in Zambia who have been ruling Zambia. What do we have? Plunder, corruption. For example, now the young men are diluting the anti-corruption commission, where they say now abuse of office is not an offense. The young men who have sold Zamtel, who have increased the fuel MM without considering the people. So you find all the malaise in Africa today, and Zambia in particular, is because of the young rulers, because the young men, all they enjoy is to be in the airplane every day.
If you have members of the UPND that you have signed a pact with ahead of next year's election questioning your ability or credibility to lead the country, then there's a problem here because there's growing dissent about trusting you to lead the coalition.
I don't see the problem at all. The problem which they have, you know, Zambia is suffering from a very high unemployment. And the worry of people like Joe Kalusa and the others is, if a president from member of the pact, let's say PF produces a president, not necessarily Microsoft or anybody else, then most of the jobs will go to PF people. So they would like, from the selfish end, have one of them so that they can be assured of some employment.
Do you think your memorandum of understanding that you signed with Hakainde Hichilema, the leader of the UPND, will stand the test of time ahead of the elections, because members of the party of the UPND seem not to be overly enthused about you?
Well, I think you are very right. The point is, a memorandum of understanding is not a statute. A memorandum of understanding, that's why, as name says, memorandum of understanding. Those are the rules, those are the loose rules which members of the alliance must observe. And if our brothers and sisters in UPND are not very comfortable, they should say so. Because if they are members of one family, why should they be criticizing the same family?
Do you think that their criticisms are justified? Because you have been on the political scene for a very long time and you are attracting such criticism from up-and-coming youth who think that you should retire from politics as a whole.
Well, the whole point is experience. In your field, in anybody's field, experience is more important. For example, when UPND was ruled or headed by an experienced manager, the late Anderson Mazoka, they had 49 seats in parliament. They don't have that number in parliament now. So there is nothing which can replace experience. If you look in the whole world, you look at Winston Churchill, you look at Mitterrand, you look at Kennedy, you look at all the great leaders of the world. They are not under five. All great leaders of the world, the regents of this world, they are not under five. They are matured people, and matured people are not diverted by having 7 mobile phones or 7 cell phones. Well, they have seen, and when they are talking, they know what they are talking about.
What should be the expectations of Zambians with regards to your memorandum of understanding, as well as how you intend to participate in next year's election?
Zambian people, they know Mike Osato. The Zambian people know who is Mike Osato as governor of Lusaka, who is Mike Osato as minister of local government, who is Mike Osato as minister of labor, who is Mike Osato as minister of health, who is Mike Osato as minister without portfolio, and who is Mike Osato as national secretary of MMD. So at least I don't need to print my CV. The Zambian people can print the CV for me.